Apple had a big announcement.
They
launched a lot of new products. I think most people were expecting them to launch a new iPhone, the iPhone 6, and they did. And they've also launched the new iPhone 6 Plus as well.
Right. Now, but what's the Plus mean?
Well, both of the new iPhone 6s are going to be bigger. So for anyone out there, you've got what phone have you got at the moment, Phil?
5S.
So you've got a 5S. So Diagonally, your screen is 4 inches at the moment. The new iPhone 6 increases it to 4.7 inches, so it's going to be bigger. But the iPhone Plus takes it to a massive 5.5 inches. It's
right.
Bigger than the Galaxy S5. It's huge.
Right, okay, so they've enlarged the screen. What else have they done sort of features-wise? Have we got any brand new sort of gizmos and things like that?
Yeah, the battery life, I think, is going to be something that keeps a lot of people happy.
Have they sorted that, Mike?
They appear to have actually done some work on that now.
Come on, let's give a big round of applause. Right, so let's talk about Apple Pay, because this is an interesting little thing that they've introduced here, isn't it?
Yeah, so this is going to be built into the two new iPhones, and you've probably got bank cards with contactless payment built into them already.
I do, yeah. Yeah. And shops still confuse me over that. They just take my card and they're like, yep, done. Beep. You're like, what? I didn't even type in anything.
What happened? Yeah, well, there's a chip called an NFC chip that's been in a lot of mobiles before, but it's never really taken off, but Apple have got their hands on it now. So the idea is that you'll walk up to the till with your iPhone and keep your finger on the fingerprint scanner to authorise the payment and just literally tap your phone on the payment meter and it'll be done within a second. But Apple were really keen to point out the payment will be between you and the shop. Apple will not know what you've bought, where you've bought it, or how much you've paid. So your data and your security will be good on it as well.
Apple Watch.
It's finally here.
It is. It's on my sort of wrist right now. Have you seen it? Look, it's quite good, isn't it?
Look at you with an exclusive Apple Watch there,
Phil. I know,
Phil.
Yeah. It's just a bit of Apple and they've sellotaped it to my arm.
Fantastic.
But no, tell us about this Apple Watch.
Yeah, people have been wanting it to come out for years and it's finally here. Well, I say finally here. It's going to be launching early 2015, but they gave us a full demo last night. Mm. They've done quite a lot of work on it. So there'll be two different size watches, one for men, one for women.
Oh.
Six different strap designs. So if you fancy having a sporty waterproof strap, you can have that. Or if you want a leather one, you can have that as well. But
very nice.
It's quite impressive from what we've seen. It's got a lot of features built in. It does everything you'd expect from a sports perspective of tracking how many runs you do and how many steps you take in a day. The screen will only turn on when the watch senses that you've turned your wrist towards your face so that it saves on the battery life. You can send messages, you can look at emails, you can have a look at maps.
Wow.
The best.
That's amazing. You can look at your emails on your watch.
On your watch, yeah. Reply. You can reply as well.
You can reply?
If you sent me an email saying, Mike, what time... What do you want as a drink when you come into the studio?
Oh.
Tea or coffee? The watch will recognise that there's a question and it will give quick answers of tea or coffee that I can just tap on, for example.
And did you get a coffee this morning?
No.
Yeah, it's because I didn't get your email.
It's because you forgot your Apple Watch.
Yeah, I'm wearing a normal one. So I didn't get your email. But no, do you know what? Joking aside, that is a very amazing thing, the fact that you could do all that on your watch.
I know.
This is sci-fi stuff now, Mike.
I think the most exciting thing is the way that it'll notify you. It'll send you a discreet tap on your wrist. So if the watch needs your attention for a notification, or if it's trying to get you to, if it's guiding you to a place on the, if you're walking and it's trying to tell you to turn left, it'll just send you a quick tap or two taps for right. So you won't even need to look at your watch. It'll just discreetly tell you when to turn a corner.
It's going to tap you?
Yeah, there's a little tap on your wrist.
Right, so we need to talk about the U2 album, because there's a rumour going around, Mike, that you can download the U2 album. Now tell me more.
Yes, so this isn't anything to do with people that buy a watch or a new iPhone.
No.
If you're out there and you don't even need to have an iPhone, if you've got an iTunes account, then you will be able to download U2's brand new album for free today.
Wow. Right, so ISO 8 is coming.
Yes, so the brand new version of the operating system, iOS 8, it is going to be available for everyone to download on their devices next Wednesday.
Apart from me.
Apart from you, Steve. Yeah, you need an iPhone 4S or above.
You need an upgrade, mate. That's what you need.
Yeah, but no, it'll be available. You'll be able to download it and get all the new features.
What sort of features can we expect? Or is this just like a hush-hush sort of thing?
No, there's some really good... If you've got more than one Apple device, there's some really cool features. So, for example, if you've got an iPad as well, you'll be able to finally receive text messages on an iPad, not just iMessages. You'll be able to take phone calls on your iPad.
Really? So you get a massive iPad you can hold up to your ear?
Yeah.
And walk around going, yeah.
That's what we all do, isn't it, Phil?
I'll come out tonight.
No, there's lots of new features built in, but people will be able to get it for free, probably from about 6 p.m. next Wednesday.
Fantastic. So set your watches, or your eye watches,
your eye. You
and and then spend 2 hours plugging your phone into a laptop and download the iOS. Brilliant.
Great way to spend an evening.
There we go.